There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sesame Street.
What's going on? Man, Big Bird. He's Oscar the Grouch.
Right. You're Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, stop it.
When you, no, wait a minute. Akos isn't here. We just stop.
He's Oscar the Grouch. He can be Oscar the Grouch. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, he's up north. He's going to try to join us here a little bit later. I don't know if he's got a connection, because I mean they're getting some of that snow that you're hearing about this morning.
So he got out of there yesterday and flew to Toronto. In essence,
yeah, he almost didn't get out of here yesterday. Right. I can tell you an inside story.
Okay, inside story about Akos Jankura. Let's go.
Okay, so get this now. He's a trusted traveler, right? He goes all over the globe, everywhere, right?
Yep.
So we had a meeting at HSN, what was it, last week? Yep. And we had a bag that we took, and it had some of the, you know, some inventions that we had from the show and some of the other, you know, products that we're going to take to see to put them on air. One of them was kind of like a kitchen gadget. Well, he came in here and got one of the bags, said he was going to load some stuff in it, and he got to the airport and was going through security, and things got bad.
Really?
One of the items, the kitchen items, had a peeler in it.
Were they going to arrest him?
Oh, get this now. Yeah, and if it had been 4 inches, if the blade had been 4 inches on it, he would be in jail right now. He'd be in the loose cow.
Wow.
But it was 3.85 inches.
The stupidity of government.
Oh my God.
Never fails. Amen.
but think about that. I mean, because, you know, we're running around all over the place. It's hard for us to keep track of even our bodies. We're attached to our heads.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know where we are.
Yeah.
And that, I thought, oh my God, Akos, that's something unbelievable.
Yeah.
That could have been a big mess.
Yeah. Well,
but, you know, he's a traveler. I mean, he travels a lot. I mean, he got caught in China. He was well over there. Actually, in the airport, he had a survival steel. You heard about that? You know, it's another one of his inventions. They use a cerium rod, the same kind of rod they use for welding underwater.
Yeah.
Puts off about a 3,000 degree spark. Huh. Well, I mean, it starts fires. He's like the hook and bullet shows and all the sports shows and everything. Well, the manufacturer's over there. So he had it in his luggage, and he got caught there, too.
Really? So,
well, because you could start a fire in a plane.
Yeah, right. Well, you need the welding unit in order to do that. It isn't going to start it by itself.
No. You can strike it with a knife. You can strike it with any metal, and it throws off a spark, even if it's wet. Actually, when it's wet, the spark goes longer.
Really?
It's wild. It's a weird invention. Yeah, he put this together for people that like to go out and hunt, or like they're outdoorsmen, or they like to camp, and they need to start a fire fast. And most lighters don't work under, 32 degrees anyway. That's why people blow on them.
Right.
So this thing can start a fire in seconds. I mean, just it throws off a 3,000-degree spark. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, you got to call it out in his luggage. So it's almost like we have to do a checklist. Okay, Akos, do you have everything out of your pocket? Do you have everything out of your luggage? The last thing I want you to do is not be allowed to come back into the U.S. ever again.
What an interesting way of understanding how the system works. And it's going to, the same sort of thing be repeated hundreds if not thousands of times this weekend with people who are not seasoned travelers, who are bringing things that are inappropriate with them on the plane, and then they get upset. There are things that, though, if you look at I've forgotten where the office, one of the offices of the TSA, I think it may be Atlanta, has boxes and bags and displays of things that have been taken away from people that have tried to get into planes with swords, various kinds of guns, weaponry. You got to wonder, where is this person's head? Knowing pretty much everybody knows, don't they, that this is something that's not legal or not. It's just, it seems so foolish that people are that out of touch with reality. That's what I find.
Yeah, I had somebody, they took my cologne, and actually it was 3.25 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an $85 bottle.
It's supposed to be 3 ounces.
Yeah. So that extra 0.25 ounces killed me right there.
It's going, yeah, well, that's bound to be something to take a plane down, too.
You never know. I mean, you know.
If you have common sense, you know. If you don't have any common sense, and that's what this whole system is built on, the lack of common sense, and also the lack of people having starch and standing up and saying, you know what, this isn't right. We're spending billions of dollars a year for these monkeys to supposedly provide us with security, and I've had nothing in my travel experience. Richie will tell you, I've told story on top of story on top of story on top of story.
On top of story.
What these morons do in the name of
protecting. They've got to be good, though.
This is the best one. Going through LAX. Yeah,
you asked for it.
No, I'm going to give this example because there are people who haven't heard the story yet.
Okay. And I haven't heard this story.
No, so John has to go quiet down, Rich. Back into the corner, will you please?
Back in your cage, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I was going, I forget where the hell I was going. It doesn't make any difference where I was going. But I'm going through I usually use American, but this particular day I was flying on Southwest. So I'm in a different terminal at LAX. So I am standing. Each of them have different configurations. So this is at the time when they're still using those dangerous X-ray machines, and I won't go through them. So I said to the guy, I opt out. Stood over to the side. He pointed me. This is like a snotty-nosed 25-year-old kid. Points over there and says, stand there, like that. And like I was a criminal. So I stood there for a couple of minutes, and I looked at him, and I looked around. There were about 14 agents doing nothing, zero, nothing, absolutely nothing, looking around, talking to each other. So I said, I want somebody, if you're going to pat me down, that's what the procedure is, and I want to have a pat down. I don't want to be penalized. You're not being penalized. I said, I've stood here for 2 minutes. Now, as a matter of fact, by that time, it's 4 or 5 minutes. I said, yes, I am being penalized. I want your boss. So he whispers, check aisle 3 or line 3 or whatever it is. So just barely out of his mouth. I looked at him and said, what is the matter with you? What are you trying to purport here? What are you trying to start? I said, give me the supervisor. So he whispers again quietly, supervisor to line 3. Nobody could hear it.
Yeah.
So I looked at him, and I was really, at this point, I've been there 10 minutes, I was so angry, and I'm looking at him, I said, you jerk, what's the matter with you? He said, don't talk to me like that. I said, I damn well am going to talk to you like that. I want the manager now, and I said it loud enough so everybody looked at me, and so somebody meandered over, another punk kid wandered over and said, I resent being put aside and penalized because I won't go through that damn machine. And he said, you're not being penalized. I said, of course I'm being penalized. I've been sitting here taking abuse from this clown for now almost 15 minutes. So he takes me through the machine. Meanwhile, I'm not watching what they do with my bags. They've taken my bags and put them aside. I didn't watch what they did with my bags, but I got through the line, I got my bags, and I went down to the gate. And I reached in my bag to shut my phone off. No bag. I mean, no phone. I think, what the hell did I do with my phone?
Oh, no.
So I go back to the counter, look around, and then I look at this smarmy little crapper standing behind the counter, and I said, I think I've lost my phone. Well, can you describe it? I said, yeah, it's black. And he opened the drawer. He opened the drawer, and he looked in the drawer, and he said, there's no phone that matches that description. He closes the door. So I looked at him. I said, will you check again? And the other one, nope, that's the only place we put him. And he lost phones. So I looked. There was a woman who was looking very sheepishly at the phone. I asked the lady to dial my phone number. What do you think happens when she dials my phone number? The drawer.
No.
Don't phone rings. And I look at the guy, and I said, please go to the drawer and get my phone. And then I started to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, they probably had that sound, too.
They had taken my phone, out of my bag and put it to penalize me. They watched what was going on. They went through my bag. They took the phone out and threw it in the drawer.
Wow.
So I said to the guy, I want my phone. He looked at me and I said, he got the phone out that was ringing, and it's a black phone.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy.
I said to him, Richard, how can you people be so stupid? You think this is a game with you, with these smirks on their face? I said, the phone is black. This looked like a black phone to you? He said, well, it's got a red circle around the camera, the lens. I said, you are such a jerk. You almost cost me the plane flight just for your own amusement. And then some woman says to me, well, this is all for your protection. I looked at her and I said, do you realize how stupid that sounds? And I took the phone and I wanted to, I told the story a number of times on the air, but I really was going to send a letter to the guy Pistoli, whatever his name is, that runs the TSA.
Waste of time. In Tampa, I mean, I literally got on the plane and I didn't have to take my shoes off. I didn't have to take a belt off.
I had to go to TSA pre-check.
And this is a regular security. And I'm thinking, this is amazing, because I guess they changed some of the rules for some airports, I found out. Because when I was leaving LaGuardia,
a couple of those too.
In New York, just 2 weeks ago, I was coming back, and I had to take off everything, and I hadn't taken my laptop out of my bag because I didn't have to in Tampa.
Right.
And
they're not consistent.
Was like the Gestapo for heaven's sake.
Oh yeah, they're arrogant and stupid.
Yeah,
and
ignorance
and arrogance together is what a Molotov cocktail that is. So anyway, as arrogant as I sound by saying that, that really is the way. And so we got all this because Akos was going to cut himself into a jam. It's 18 after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Towards the night of the holiday party, when all through the house, she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties, and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase, while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans, like Major Kurt Lee. Wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, as we actually focus on what we're supposed to be doing here.
Well, there were a lot of inventions in that story.
Yes, there were.
The cell phone, the x-ray machine.
Yeah, lots of, well, the inventions are all around us. We are inventions. We are inventors. John Kremens, Doug Steffen, My Cool Inventions, Akos Jankura is here from time to time, whether he can fit us into his busy schedule or not. And under the circumstances, we're always happy to have him because he lends great expertise to those who are the most important part of this hour of the program, the inventors, the entrepreneurs, the people who have ideas. We're going to meet Lien Hong, who has a computer bag. Looks kind of interesting. We'll be talking with Lien, and I don't know if this is a man or a woman. Is this a man or a woman?
I believe it's a woman.
A woman. Okay. All right. So we'll meet her in the next half hour and find out what she has put before us. Barbara Weidenbach was on yesterday with those blinds, and she didn't do a very good job from my perspective. But what did the audience, more importantly, think? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yeah, it ended up being 79% thumbs up, but it was going back and forth. It was back and forth and was going down pretty fast. Even, you know, both Akos and myself, we had a kind of a conversation afterwards, after the break.
Right.
And I don't know. I felt like I was ready for one thing. I was told we were going to talk about one thing, and all of a sudden she just kind of threw a wrench in and went the other way.
Bait and switch.
Yeah, if she told me that it was just the tilt blind, the turning thing that makes the blinds go up and down or sideways,
right.
I was okay. That's cool. We'll do that. But she told me that it was the blinds originally, and that's what she put in her submission. I was just kind of not taken aback by it, but just
pretty
kind
much
of
everybody was ill at ease with her presentation. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. So we'll find out if Lien does better. There's a book called Extraordinary People, written by a guy named Scott Smith that I found the other day that really sort of sets the tone for what it is that we do here and what we're trying to encourage. The world is full of extraordinary people. You're extraordinary in some way. You just have to find what it is that it takes to achieve success. Don't you think? I mean, I don't mean you. I'm talking about in general.
You mean them.
You with the generic you.
Yeah, there's not enough time in the day to describe how extraordinary I am.
Oh, of course not. My God. We only have an hour.
Or you too. We only have a year.
Days. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Days. Yeah.
There there are 21 famous people in here, and one of the things that I thought was interesting, the profile of the guy who started Netflix, name is Reed Hastings, what it is that he had in mind when he set about the business of figuring out how to, and that's the, many of these things, I say they're by accident, but we all know that many people who make strides, we only read about what the success is. We don't read about the failure. We don't read about what it takes to get to the top level. And yeah. So this guy worked very hard. I also am interested in the story of Jim Henson, which is a part of this book as well. Here's a guy who was a puppeteer, and he wanted to go beyond what the limits were of his chosen profession. So he created puppets. He created ideas. He created identities. And really, that's where we're here. This is all about you taking an idea, whatever it is, and if you really have faith in your idea, then you go with it. You run with it. You take it and bring it to michaelinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us and see how it goes up the flagpole. We screen these things. We vet all the information that's there, and we try to encourage people. Every week we have three or four of these people on, and then we have a culminating hour on Friday called Dream Big America, and on Friday of this week we will have some contestants who were on My Cool Inventions last week and one of those that went through the Dream Big America process. So we have the three winners, in fact, for the first 3 weeks of the month. We'll have the contest, and that person will win all kinds of help and support and money to get them to the next level with their business. So that's what we're about. It's, some people say it's like Shark Tank. Not really. We're friendlier. American Idol, you call in and push for the best person from your perspective each day. 28 actually after the hour.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Inspire you. That's what this program is really all about. My Cool Inventions Radio, John Creamans, Doug Steffen on the air. Thanksgiving weekend is upon us. Lots to be thankful for. Hopefully you have found something. You found yourself. You found something in yourself in this past year that has brought you to new heights to make your career better, your life better, your family freer. That's the kind of thing that we are interested in creating, the American dream, the best of America, with the best minds, the best ideas. That's what this radio program is all about. And here to display, hopefully, an award-winning idea is a lady named Lian Hong. John, do you want to bring her into our midst?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, most of America today, traveling. I mean, some people are actually in the airports, and now they're getting stuck pretty much in the Northeast right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bring your laptop with you, or even better, your tablet, it's sometimes difficult when you're sitting at the airport to actually, use it. You got chairs and seats, but you really don't have a place to, you know, put your stuff. Well, she's come up with called the TaboLap. It's a commuter bag with the actual built-in table on it. So I saw this, I'm thinking, okay, I've been in the airport many times, stuck that way. So let's bring Lynn into the show. Hi, good morning, Lynn. Welcome to My Cool Inventions.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me join you guys.
Well, we're very glad to have you on the show today. So tell us a little bit. What it means is some of our folks listening will be in their car today, so they're not going to get a chance to see what this looks like. Tell us what the TaboLap commuter bag is all about.
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely not just another regular laptop bag. because it combined the bed and the mobile workstation built inside. It has a non-slip surface for you to use with any electronic devices, or just use it for reading or writing or drawing, entertaining. And built underneath this surface are the two retractable shelves where you can pull to the left or to the right or both to the same size. And on the shelf, there are elastic bands to secure your phone, your charger, your page notes, even documents. And there is space for the cup holder. So basically, you can just turn the bed into a table on your lap anywhere. You don't have to put your coffee cup on the floor anymore. Or, you know, on the airplane, if you're stuck in the middle seat or the window seat, you can just pull the shelf, put the bag on the tray table, pull the shelf out, and you have your space on to hold on to your cup and your phone, your music, iPod.
Well, you know, Liv, we were talking about the TSA earlier and security checkpoints and airports. So something like this. I mean, if you're going to commute with this and you're going to travel with this, is this TSA checkpoint friendly?
It is TSA checkpoint friendly because I follow the butterfly, what's it called, TSA butterfly dive. When you go through the security screening, you just have to unzip the bag to open in half. And there's no need to remove the laptop out or the tablet out to put in the choice. No need to do that. Just open in half and slide through the security screening.
Oh, I like that. So wait a minute. Yes. You actually researched it enough to find out that the TSA has a certain way they want to have bags.
Yes.
If you build them or make them, so it makes it easier for them.
Yes, they have three different styles. Yes.
Doug, did you know that, Doug?
No, I actually did not know that. I'm looking at this now. I'm trying to visualize I think what I'm trying to figure out is what problem this solves. What specific problem, Leanne, does this bag fix?
Yeah, it fixes the problem of being unorganized while travel. Say if you have to work while you're traveling at the airport or on the airplane, if you open the laptop, first of all, you're gonna feel the heat on your lap if you use the laptop for a while. And if you work at the airport, or say if you're a college student, when you work with your computer device, then you're gonna have to reach into your pocket, your bag to find your phone when it rings, to find your pen when you need to take notes. And on the airplane, if you put the book or the laptop on the tray table, you have no space for anything else. So basically, this bag solves all those problems. Basically, you have a little mobile workstation to organize all of your devices, your tools, and your drink cup all inside one bag.
Nice. Well, so I'm looking at I'm looking at it on the website. Okay, so I can see that you can put the laptop on side, and then you have one flap that opens up, and you can put your phone, your pens, and all your other stuff. I'm looking at the part where you put the coffee on, though, or like your coffee cup, because I know what you're talking about. I mean, when I travel, I have both a tablet, but I also have my 17-inch MacBook that I bring with me, so that pretty much takes up the tray table, and I have no place to put coffee or whatever I'm drinking on the flight. I like that little addition. You see that? You see that, Doug?
I'm looking. There's a video that basically has it sitting on a lap looking at a bench. If you go to the website, tabolap.com, you can see it. And by the way, this is one of the benefits of being really well prepared when you come on the program. Everybody who comes here is at a different stage. Some people are really prepared. They've got their act together. They're selling. Some people are in the initial stages of development. But I will tell you, this website helps you. I'm trying to figure out how I would use it myself because there's a lot of stuff here. But what I'm impressed with is how well presented all the information is, how thoroughly you've done it. How long have you been working on this, Leanne?
I've been working on and off because I had a full-time job for the last 5 years. I travel a lot, so I could only get to it when I had some free time. Yeah, so I got the design patent from the U.S. Patent Office, from the USPTO, since 2011, but it was very hard to find the right manufacturers who can produce the quality that I'm looking for. And so finally I found a manufacturer late last year.
Are they made in America?
I wish I found manufacturers in Georgia who can make the best, but they cannot make the place called a cup holder.
Really?
Oh, the just some of the components you have to have it. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I like your idea. I want to hear your pitch on this. So what we want to do is we're going to let the audience decide as well. If they get a chance, they can go to our website, mycoolinventions.com. They can click on the vote button and take a look at the Table Lab commuter bag and see what it's all about. Then they can vote right there. Or you can actually, on your smartphone, you can text to the number 22333. And in your text, you'll put either thumbs up, one word, or thumbs down. Or you can actually go to our website or call us here at 1-888-877-0490 to let us know your vote as well. So, Leanne, if you're ready to pitch, we're going to give you 1 minute to win over the audience here, okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's play the music.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go. Go ahead, Leanne.
Okay. So when it comes to travel, travelers and college students rarely find a good place to use a computer that is sturdy, organized, and convenient. This inconvenience has not only led to drop and damaged computers and less than efficient work results, it is also the cause of wrist, neck, and back pain. There are many times my coffee cups got kicked and spilled on the floor at the airport or on the ground. Then on the fly, if you put your laptop or your book on the tray table, you have no space left for your drink cup. So I designed the innovative Tablet leather bag to solve all those problems. Tablet is short for table on lab, and the bag is built with a complete table platform inside, including a sturdy, non-slip table-like surface and two retractable shelves for you to secure your phones, your charger, pen, notes to keep you organized, and a cup holder. Flip the shelf over to use as a mouse pad.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
All right, Leanne, good job. Now, wait, I do have a couple questions, though. Because there's a part of the whole pitch industry that, you know, we kind of go for. You laid out your problem, then you told us your solution, so I thought you did really good there. But then you didn't close me. You didn't ask for the order. You didn't tell me where I could buy it or what it's going to cost. And that's the big part. That's the part I really need. Because you sold me on it. But now I'm going, well, geez, Leanne, I don't even know how to buy the thing. So do you have a way to buy this currently?
Yes, you can order it via my website.
Okay.
www.tablelec.com. There are two different types of two different materials. One is the leather bag and one's the fabric bag.
And what's it going to cost me? What does it cost to buy these?
The leather bag is currently sold for $249, and the fabric bag is for $119.
So what I would do, Leanne, I would add to your pitch, okay? So you set up your problem, and then you go into the solution. How you've created this amazing bag, you know, that has ways to store things, and get them excited that way. And then say, now, if you want one of these, because imagine your next trip, you're going to be not only a lot more organized, it's going to be easy to be able to travel now. Call us right now, give them a number, or give them the website, and if for $299 or $259, you get the leather bag. For, you know, with $119, you get the other one. But at least have some kind of call to action, because that's the only way you're going to get somebody to listen and say, okay, I'm gonna want to buy it.
How many of these have you sold so far, Leanne?
I only met 10 samples, and I sold 5.
You've sold 10 of these, or you made 10 and you've sold 5. Mm-hmm.
I made 10 of these. I made 10 of the samples, and I saw 5. It's actually called prototypes.
So how will you mass market them? Let's say somebody comes to you, an upscale leather goods store, upstairs, an upscale outerwear store, and they say, okay, we want 200 of these by 3 weeks from now. They'll give you a little bit of time, but you know what I'm saying? They want volume. Yes. How are you going to get them volume?
I could like to ask for a deposit, and then I can talk to the manufacturers, and they can.
All right, so in essence,
a month.
Okay, you don't have a plan. That's really what I was getting at. I think sometimes, John, people get into these things. You have spent a lot of money. This website is great.
Yeah.
And you've got the right. You have all of the right ingredients. Do you have enough money to make hundreds of these to deliver them to stores so that they can sell them?
Right now.
All right, so that's the dilemma then, John.
Okay, yeah, so you're just getting the lineup from manufacturer. What are your costs on this? With the 10 that you had manufactured, what did it cost you to make the leather one?
They cost about $100, and then I have to factor in the marketing and the shipping costs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? You know, we always try to go like a one to four kind of thing. So it should be like actually your cost of creation and making this should actually be only 25% of your final price.
So
I would assume the only way you're going to ever get that down is if you produce thousands of these to be able to get any kind of a price break on it. Mm-hmm. I like the idea. Remember, if you'd like to vote, just go to our website, mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Let Leanne know what you think of her invention, or you can actually text to the number 22333 and put thumbs up or thumbs down in it. Yeah. I like the idea. I just think the price is too high.
Yeah, it's high, but you've done a great job on getting it to market. Now you're going to figure out how to getting the idea to market. And now what you got to do is you got to figure out how to mass produce these, because otherwise you're going to be stuck. Unless somebody comes along, somebody hears you today and says, "Oh wow, what a great idea!" Yeah. Calls you up and says, "I'll put $100,000 into this. Let's go." And that could happen too. That has the stranger things have happened here on My Cool Inventions.
Right, so, thank you.
Yep, thanks, Leanne, and have a nice, happy Thanksgiving. John's going to have a good Thanksgiving. I'm going to have a good Thanksgiving. Acor's going to have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll be stuffed. Our birds will be back here
on Friday.
It's now, 12 minutes before the hour on My Cool Inventions.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now during our biggest sweater, coat, and boot sale of the season. Outerwear for her and him from Kenneth Cole and Moore, 60% off. Sweaters for her and him from Charter Club, Alvani and Moore, 50 to 65% off. Boots from Bandolino, Mark Fisher and Moore, $59.99 to $99.99. And save 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% on select fine jewelry. Get Macy's after Christmas prices now. Doors open at 7 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices excluding supply.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift, 11 Etsy polish and dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay Naked Palette, 4 Living Proof Hair Products, 3 Daisy Green Perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 Luxury Bathrobe. $40 fragrance purchase, walk to my glass.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Well, looks like a white Christmas and a wet Christmas across the country. I'm Frank Miller in for David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Well, it looks like Santa and his reindeer will be flying through some severe weather this Christmas Eve.
There could be a little bit of rain and snow near Chicago. Could be some delays there on Wednesday. A little bit of light snow for the nation's midsection, but temperatures about freezing.
Meteorologist Gary Best says that Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and parts of Missouri will see snow, but not a whole lot to produce slippery road conditions. Meanwhile, the East Coast is looking at rainy and unseasonably warm Christmas Eve temperatures, with thunderstorms and high winds possible along the I-95.
No threat of any snow anywhere in the east, even in far north. Northern Maine, and rain and showers from Boston to New York City. Temperatures in the 50s, 60s, and 70s across the southeast with showers and scattered thunderstorms, though it should be dry and warm in Florida.
While folks in the east may get wet, Beth says that they can put away those scarves and gloves as record highs in the 50s and 60s are expected from Boston to Washington. Rain and thunderstorms are also expected in the Carolinas, the Deep South, and the Florida Panhandle. Parts of Northern California, Oregon, and Washington could see rain with some snow falling in the higher elevations. Now here's something else that'll matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at QuickenLoans.com.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above the 18,000 mark for the first time in history Tuesday. The gains came after a government report showed that GDP grew at a 5% annual rate in the third quarter. That's the fastest rise in more than a decade. The Dow gained 65 to 18,024. The NASDAQ fell 16 to 4765. And the S&P climbed 4 to 2082. A South Carolina woman who drove her kids into the ocean off Daytona Beach, Florida, is being committed to a state mental hospital. A judge ruled Tuesday that Ebony Wilkerson was dangerous to herself and others following the March incident, where she steered her minivan carrying her three children into the surf. The children were rescued from the water by bystanders and taken into protective custody. The 33-year-old mother, who was pregnant at the time, had pleaded guilty by reason of insanity. And no one was hurt after two planes collided on the ground in New York. The crash took place at LaGuardia Airport, where authorities say a Southwest jet and an American Airlines plane clipped wings while on the tarmac. There was damage to wings of both planes. Closing notes, we have a few of them for you. Well, gingerbread houses are quite common this time of year. But in Germany, the folks at Volkswagen used gingerbread to make a VW van. According to the Daily Mirror, 14 mechanics and assembly workers at the car company's headquarters spent 150 hours recreating the sweet vehicle. They used more than 600 pounds of dough to make all necessary cookies, which were held together with melted chocolate, and then covered in icing dyed with a couple of gallons of food coloring. And for the finishing touch, they adorned it with a chocolate version of the famous VW logo. However, they weren't quite sure where to put the Farfugnugen. Well, nobody's perfect. Well, a man masquerading as the Caped Crusader is finding himself on the wrong side of the law.
Holy complications.
The Smoking Gun, ironically, reports that police in Pocatello, Idaho, confronted two men who were dressed as Batman and Superman after getting calls claiming that the superheroes were trying to get into a house.
Watch out, Batman. This could be tricky.
Apparently, though, the two were just looking for a costume party. One of the men was identified as 24-year-old Andrew Christensen, who had an outstanding arrest warrant. He was arrested and taken to the Bannock County Jail.
Holy ball and chain!
If it's just who I am,
and if you're a part of the single scene and looking for that hot potato in your love life, Boise, Idaho, the state that's known as the potato capital of the world, is apparently where single people should go to find their true love. Boise is at the top of Wallet Hub's new list of the best cities for singles. Yeah, the survey took several things into account for the list, like the average cost for a meal at a restaurant, the average cost of a bottle of wine, and the percentage of single people. Yes, you could say the capital city of the state known as the potato capital of the world simply mashed the competition, and there's certainly nothing rotten about that.
Holy nightmare.
I knew I was going to get scalloped for that one. I'm Frank Miller, in for David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift that 11 SC polished $10 glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protection, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living proof air products, 3 Daisy Green perfume, 2 face cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe, free $40 fragrance purchase while supply lasts. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Thank you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-